Welcome, everyone. It's another edition of The Good Stuff. We are certainly glad that you joined us on your local radio station as we head into Mother's Day weekend. And I want to remind you about the world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale coming up. Now, the main run is May 15th to the 18th, but they actually started this a week ago. They have Mother's Day races. Moms get in free. Live simulcast from Churchill Downs. And then, of course, next week is the Oren Murray Permit Challenge on the 16th. The wild horse races along with that. Bucking horses, street dance, and more on the 17th, and the world's biggest one-day match bronc ride on the 18th. Check it out at buckinghorsesale.com.
Grab your hat, everybody, because we are diving into Tri-State Livestock News for real ranching insight. Immerse yourself in the world of ranching with Tri-State Livestock News. Comprehensive coverage on cattle, horses, rodeo, and all things agriculture. It's what ranchers read. Tri-State Livestock News.
All right. Well, Mother's Day coming up this Sunday. Just a little hint out there for all of you kids and husbands, too, probably need to be paying attention to that. Kim has something for us for Mother's Day, I think.
I do indeed, by Debbie Farmer. It seems my 11-year-old daughter has a new friend. Although I haven't met her, I've heard a lot about her. Apparently, she's the same age, height, and build as my daughter, but with bright blue hair, multiple body piercings, and a henna snake tattoo. She wears things like sliced up jeans and suede halter tops to school. On top of that, she's allowed to stay up as late as she wants, play inappropriate video games, and watch B-horror movies. She never has to clean her room, and she keeps all 50 pairs of her trendy low-cut jeans in a pile stuffed underneath her bed. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're probably thinking that I must be some kind of negligent parent to let my daughter associate with such a bad influence. And, well, you're right. But you see, her name is everybody else. And chances are, if you're a parent of a middle schooler, your child hangs around with her too. Oh, at first she seems quite harmless. You'll be sitting around the kitchen table giving the family high fives because of the great deal you found on a, say, purple rolling backpack. And your 11-year-old will suddenly say, "But everybody else has a blue one." You absentmindedly nod in a "that's nice, honey" sort of way and go on about your business. But then later you'll say something like, "It's 9 o'clock, so you'd better get ready for bed." And your 11-year-old will say, "But everybody else gets to stay up until 10 o'clock. And so it goes, until sooner or later you find out that everybody else is also allowed to ride on motorcycles with 16-year-old boys, wear cut-off fishnet stockings, paint her toenails purple, and listen to Marilyn Manson CDs. In short, you really start to hate everybody else. But infuriating as everybody else is, let me just say her mother is even worse. Take, for instance, the other day when I asked my daughter to turn off the television. She said, "Everybody else's mom lets them watch television before doing homework." When I said she couldn't have a slumber party until she's 16, she informed me that everybody else's mom invites whole Girl Scout troops over to sleep. And when I served store-bought cake for my daughter's 11th birthday, she said, "You guessed it, everybody else's mom makes cakes from scratch." Face it, everybody else's mom makes the rest of us look, well, bad. A wiser person would have recognized this for what it is and risen above me, but me, I'm not that smart. So you can't really blame me when last night during a 15-minute diatribe on what kind of deprived life my daughter leads because she doesn't have her own cell phone, I heard myself say, "I don't care if everybody else's mom likes loud rap music or makes bologna casserole for Thanksgiving dinner or approves of multiple body piercing. If I ever catch her alone in an aisle at the grocery store, I'm going to grab her by the nose ring and give her a piece of my mind." You have to just marvel that a rational human being could say something like this and mean it. But I'm not really worried. Lately, my daughter's starting to hang out with a better crowd. In fact, last night when I asked her to go to bed, she replied, "Nobody else goes to bed before 9 o'clock. And when I asked her about her C on her history test, she said, "Nobody else got an A on last week's history test." You know, I'm starting to really like this nobody else kid. And I can't wait to meet her mother. Something tells me we're going to get along great.
So don't miss Mother's Day coming up this Sunday. And thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.